So there's this really classy guy, Lawrence, and he lives in France. And then there's this other guy, Freddy, a petty con man who tricks women on the train out of 20 bucks. Lawrence is also a con man, but you could say he's a big game hunter. He doesn't go for the small fish.
Exhibit B.
Sophia, loaded down with lira, spied a gray hair in the mirror. So she made a resolution to cuddle loose. Her family fortune is obscene. Her dad invented Orangina. Now sit back and watch while I turn up the juice.
Soon they're involved in a deep, spiraling game of lies and manipulation. The show is, in traditional Broadway fashion, more gaudy and crude, even more sexual than the source material. So, to put on a show for a younger audience and cast, the script had to be edited. Graham Northrup, the director of education at Theatre Aspen, was in charge of making sure that the show still worked even after changes to lines and lyrics were made.
We really kept the spirit of the piece together, and some of the changes were actually suggested by the authors, so this isn't stuff that we're doing just on our own. It's something that they recognize that for school-aged audiences to be able to perform, they want to make it a little more palatable to them in particular, and then of course to the community that we're performing it for.
Which is to say that you're giving the audience what they want, which is one song's entire moral and theme. Give the people what they want.
All I'm doing is I'm giving them what they want. I do buzzardy, specifically what they want.
All tied up with a bow, for as the poet said, Keats.
Truth is beauty.
John Lithgow originated the role of Lawrence on the Broadway version of the play and performs the character as a debonair, sly, middle-aged man. Emery Major, who graduated from Aspen High School this year, plays the part in the same way. His counterpart, Lyon Hamel, a junior at Aspen, plays Freddie, the small-time con man. Here are the two acting out their first meeting. Lawrence speaks first.
If you need a place to stay, I have a sister I'd love you to meet. Oh, yeah? Well, what's she look like?
A bit like me, actually. Except for the moustache, of course.
You don't have a moustache?
No.
Freddie is a character that's written to be a wacky, off-the-wall kind of guy. He makes up a story about being paralyzed from the waist down to trick a woman. And that story arc has lots of sexual references that had to be taken out and replaced with lines that were more straightforward and less obscene. It's the subtle jokes like this that Graham says make having a cleaner show even more effective.
When I'm teaching them about the nature of comedy, I teach them that sometimes it's better to play it straight, play it innocently, rather than really emphasizing the crudeness of the joke, because that way a sophisticated audience will understand the reference, but they don't think we're just being crude for the sake of being crude.
A perfect example of this is the character of Jolene, played by Jessica Garner, a recent high school graduate from Mississippi. Jolene is a woman that Lawrence, through a series of events, finds out that he's going to marry. She's your typical young, enthusiastic, new money type. She's loaded with cash from the oil business, and her biggest moment in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is the song Oklahoma. That title has a question mark at the end.
The question mark is like, Lawrence, he's like, I didn't know I was marrying you. And she was like, oh yeah, you are, honey. So it's like, the title of the song is framed from Lawrence's point of view, but it's her song, and she kind of takes it over.
And like we talked about earlier, let's drive home how wacky this musical is. The end of Oklahoma comes with the full ensemble singing the word melanoma. The less dirty and rotten version of the musical opens in a few weeks at the Aspen District Theater. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.